The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
Hi, this is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, welcoming you to another edition of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Let's start with a remarkable live recording from Gina Saputo from her Live at the Omni CD. This is Do Nothin' Till You Hear From Me.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the scene from anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the words from others you've heard, I really don't stand a chance. True, I've been seen by someone new. That doesn't mean that I've been untrue. When we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do not that till you hear it from me. And you never, you never, you never will do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider what's said. If you shut in the words from others you've heard, well, I'm over my head. Yeah, 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 yeah. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider what's said. If you should take the words from others you've heard, I haven't a chance. Though it's true, I've been seen by someone new. That doesn't mean I've been untrue. When we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you'll never will. Why people tear the scene from anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should tear the seam from anyone's dream, I really don't stand a chance. True, I've been seen by someone new. That doesn't mean that I've been untrue. When we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my eyes, another arms may hold a thrill. But please do not, that's who you hear it from me. And you never will, you never will. Don't hold it till you hear it from me. You never will.
Tonight, Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is thrilled to have award-winning jazz singer Gina Saputo here in the studio with us. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You were one of seven musicians chosen for the Thelonious Monk Institute.
That's correct. Yes, I was the second singer selected, and it was a two-year program. They select seven students, between five and eight students every 2 years, and in my particular group, there was seven. And it was fantastic.
The people who chose you was Herbie Hancock, it was Terrence Blanchard, Thelonious Monk Jr., Wayne Shorter.
Yeah.
What's it like to audition for these guys?
Oh, you should have seen the tension and the nervousness of these people that were auditioning with me. I was terribly nervous, and I never am nervous for shows, but when it came to this audition, I was sweating bullets. But I think it's just from growing up on the stage, I tend to do okay under pressure, and I have a lot of focus. So I was able to do my thing and felt pretty good about it, but it was nerve-wracking. I remember there was one bass player that was auditioning with the same group as I was, and he had sweat stains down to his belt. So yeah, it was nerve-wracking, but you know, those guys are so awesome. They're legends, and so they don't have anything to prove, and they're there to listen, and they were encouraging, and it was awesome. It was incredible. It was a great experience.
Well, you did some touring as part of it, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We traveled to Washington, D.C. and performed at the Defense Department with Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter and Terrence Blanchard. And we were able to attend some great events out there, the Thelonious Monk competition at the Kennedy Center. And then we traveled to Vietnam as representatives of the United States in commemoration of 10 years of peace with the U.S., which was really incredible because it felt like we were doing something much grander than just performing. And they hadn't had any American performers there in like 10 years or so. I think there was only maybe one other artist that had gone over there since peace had been proclaimed with Vietnam. So it was great. It was just fantastic. Nina Freelon, the fantastic singer, went with us as well. And I was next to her the entire time, just kind of trying to absorb like a sponge everything she said and did. And that was an awesome experience. While I was there, I actually had the opportunity to, it's been a highlight of my career, was at the Consulate General's house. He had us over for dinner, and we did a private performance for just some people there. And we were out by the pool, and they said, oh, why don't you guys play a few tunes? Herbie sat down on the piano, and I got to sing with him Round Midnight, just the two of us.
Oh.
And that was
wow.
Such a thrill, because that's a song that I grew up with, and I learned Carmen McRae's alternate lyrics for it, and I just love that song, and it always meant a lot to me, because I used to listen to it every night when I got home at my midnight curfew, and so it was just incredible to have Herbie all to myself for that moment. I don't even remember who was listening, but there was people gathered around, and it was just like a highlight to be able to play with him. He's so gracious. He's like the coolest guy ever. I really, really enjoyed spending time doing that. And it was really cool that same night, Wayne Shorter was sitting around the table with all the band members and just talking about boxing and like things that he likes. And he's such an interesting character that I couldn't wipe that grin off my face for quite some time. It was a great experience.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Well, from having been a student, you have now become a teacher. Tell us about that transformation.
I never took a private lesson vocally until I went to college at USC when I was 18. So I had been singing professionally since I was 11, but in jazz clubs since I was about 15. And then I was in classical choirs. I've been in over 38 choirs now at this point, but at the beginning was very classically trained in groups. So I never really had formal training until I went to, well, I guess it was formal training, but it, you know, private voice, especially in jazz, working with jazz singers, until I was quite a bit older. And as a result of that, I kind of figured a lot of things out on my own, just based on, like, when you sing long hours, you have to use a certain technique in order to just be able to maintain your voice.
Yeah.
And because I was trained classically early on, it was essential that I adapted a lot of that technique into my jazz career. And it was essential that I made sure that I maintained health with my voice. So that's something when I was starting to teach, I just really wanted to nurture the singers. And I had some teachers that were very nurturing and some who weren't, that were almost competitive. And so it was something that I just took the things that I appreciated from each of those singers and the things that I took away from them, and I want to give them to my students and inspire them to push themselves, to challenge themselves, to think outside the box, and to really maintain vocal health. And I teach them theory, and I love it. I get a big thrill out of being a mentor and a guide to all kinds of different levels of students. But I do require that a student be passionate about being there. That's just something that all of my students possess. And I've only had maybe, you know, two or three students that in all of my teaching that I could tell that they just weren't into it. And it was easy to filter them out quite quickly just by giving them a little bit of work. But all of my other students are just so fantastic. I had the opportunity to open my own vocal studio. So I did that in December officially. And now I have, it's all been a word of mouth, and I have 13 consistent students that I adore, and we do showcases, and I feature them on my shows as well sometimes. And I've had a couple students be quite successful and win some great auditions and perform some really awesome shows. And because of my contacts, I have people that call me and ask, like, oh, I need a singer for this, or I'm looking for this kind of a voice. And because of my studio, I'm able to pass along young artists that are thriving and growing, and it's just fantastic to see them blossom.
Well, if there's a young vocalist mm-hmm. or a young musician mm-hmm. out there who's listening who would like to come to your studio, where mm-hmm. will they find you?
They can find me on Facebook, actually, Gina Saputo Vocal Studio on Facebook. I have a page, and on that page, there's a phone number they can reach. There's a flyer on there where they can check out the studio. And I am reachable just through my website, just by email, gina@ginasaputo.com. They can check it out, and I talk about it a little bit on the Facebook page, and also on my website, there is a link. I don't want to take too many students, but I do have a few spots that are open right now. So
wonderful. Yeah. What a great opportunity for somebody.
We have fun. There's a lot of giggling and laughing and good times when we're singing, because singing is just supposed to be fun anyway.
I think your first album was recorded in studio.
Yes.
But your most recent effort, your most recent CD, Live at the Omni, was recorded
yes.
live. And speaking of vintage, I know that vintage sound expert Gary Faust
yes.
was the engineer on that.
Absolutely. Yeah, he was. He did a great job. He has a really unique way of getting the music down from a live setting, and I think that he really captured a great vibe. One of the things that was so awesome about this particular concert series was just the joy that was on stage, just being up there with those musicians in that setting, and we just enjoyed each other, and we enjoyed playing the songs, and I think that you can hear that in the CD, and it has a warmth to it that is absent in a lot of studio records, and I know that it was something that when I heard it, I thought, oh, this is something special. And I wanted to do what I could to get it out there and make it available to my fans. And that's one thing about me. I am constantly gigging. I am a self-made musician. I'm constantly working here in LA, but I don't have anything available online or anywhere for that matter, unless people come to the show. So it's been a goal of mine to just be able to give something back to the people that can't come to a live show.
Well, I've heard this music, and it is definitely something to be proud of.
Thank you.
Live at the Omni, Gina Saputo. Where can your fans, our listeners, get your new CD?
currently, they can only get it at my live performances. It's for a donation. I'm using it as a fundraiser to get back into the studio. I'm not sure if it's going to be commercially released yet. I'm still in negotiations about that. But if it doesn't, I'm definitely going to have something out very soon. With the help of my fans, I've had some very generous people that really believe in me and they really want to help. I'm not part of the machine, as it were, of commercial music yet. It's been purposeful because I want to create something that's organic and genuine to myself, and I really just haven't had that opportunity. So I know that if no one else is going to do it, I got to do it myself. So that's something that's been a priority, is just getting the music out there and making it available. And I do have very specific goals that I am slowly reaching with the help of my supporters.
Now that you're saying that you can get it at your performances, let's talk about where you'll be performing around LA.
All right. I have a show coming up on November 4th. That is
Nick's Vodka Lounge.
Yes. Thank you. Nick's Vodka Lounge in Beverly Hills, which is a really cool venue. And I will actually be performing with the band that is on the record. It'll be Plaz Johnson and Nolan Shahid and Matt Politano and David Ross. So it will be, we'll be doing a lot of the songs that we did on the record. They're such a joy to work with. It's going to be really a blast. And it's a more intimate setting. It's indoors. Great drinks. I love their drinks there, and they're really nice there. The owner is a fantastic guy. So that should be a great show. That's the 4th of November.
4th of November at Nick's Vodka Lounge. Mm-hmm. And then on the 9th?
On the 9th, I'm going to be at Steamer's Jazz Cafe. I've been singing there for 12 years. I call that my home club. I grew up there. They used to call me the Steamer's baby. And I will be there with my trio. That'll be my group there. That is from 8:30 to 12:30 in Fullerton, California, and it's an $8 cover. And all the information for all of these shows is on my website as well, ginasaputo.com, ginasaputo.com. Also, a really exciting gig that I have coming up is November 12th at Michelli's in Studio City. That's going to be with Dave Damiani and the No Vacancy Orchestra, which is a big band, and we do really fun music. I love singing with that band. They're fantastic. They look sharp. They have a great show, and we do anything from Amy Winehouse to, we do a Fiona Apple tune, and we do old standards as well. So we had a great review in last month's LA Jazz Scene magazine, and then this month that there's a nice advertisement for that. And also I'm going to be on the cover for the LA Jazz Scene next month, and I did a long interview for that as well. So that should be out on Thursday, the 1st of November, which is exciting. So, I'm just keeping busy, and Michelli is on the 12th. It should be a really great time.
And when do you get to? And you have something coming up in December as well.
Yes, I'm going to be singing with George Kahn at the Catalina Bar and Grill, and that is going to be December 12th. That's right, December 12th. And it's a benefit concert. This will be my second year doing this concert, and it's a fundraiser for the homeless. It's called PATH. And it creates opportunities for homeless people to have a second chance. And it's a good timing. It comes right at the holidays. So it's a Christmas show. And I'm going to be performing with two fantastic singers, all of George Kahn's arrangements. And George Kahn's a Grammy-nominated arranger. So he's a great, great band leader and a fun guy to work with. And it's going to feature another singer who I sing quite often with, Courtney Lemon. She's fantastic. And then also Crystal Knighton, who is just joining us for this show. And she is fresh off of Broadway and also going to be opening her show in Los Angeles, an off-Broadway show in Los Angeles coming up soon. So we are really thrilled to have her on board with us. And we do all different kinds of things in that show, really tight harmonies. And we do a couple Andrew Sisters tunes. We do Pointer Sisters. It's just a blast. It gets really rowdy, and we have a really good time. It's really fun.
Well, Gina, I want to thank you so much for being my guest on the show tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's play another one of Gina's tunes. This is People Get Ready.
People get ready, there's a train you're coming. Don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith. Hear the diesel humming. Don't need a ticket, you just thank the Lord. Whoa, whoa, whoa. A train to Jordan, picking all passengers from coast to coast. Faith is a key, open up the doors and board them. There's room for all among the loved and heart of mankind, just to save his own. And pity all those whose chances are thinner. There ain't no hiding place from the kingdom's throne. There's a train a-coming, don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith, hear the diesel a-humming. Don't need a ticket, like you just thank the Lord. You don't need a ticket, you just thank the just to thank the Lord.
Stay tuned after the break for music from Paul Mark and the Van Dorens. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley. Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
The title track from Paul Mark and the Van Doren's new CD, The Smartest Man in the Room, begs the proverbial question, who is the smartest man in the room this week?
When I was young, my mama made me vow to hitch a ride with the fast-talking crowd. So I scratched a few backs and I licked a few boots. Now they're calling me the smartest man in the room. The traffic stopped when I walked down the street. I'm in the headlines whenever I sneeze. And the clowns got balloons. The world stops to hear the smartest man in the room. I got cufflinks, I got ties, monogram shirts and a humble smile. My past is cloudy, but the future is clear. I'm talking about love when I'm dealing in fear. Every table in town, I'm riding high while the world's sinking down. The men step back, but the women all swoon. When in walks the smartest man in the room.
Fox, inviting you to follow my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. When she's not writing music for the movies and television, Lori Milan is writing and recording her own tracks. From her A Place in the Sun CD, this is Lori Milan with Without You.
At first the days were long, but not long as the nights. The silence froze me in motion, waiting to be broken. A cold wind that blew upon me is now a gentle wind.
Follow us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. From his All Hooked Up CD, here is John Lee Hooker with Tired of Being a Housewife.
She had a hobby fixing puzzles. She was a member of the PTA. Walked the dog through the park like clockwork every day. Helped the girl sell cookies in front of the grocery store. She threw the cookies in the air one day and said, I can't take it no more. She was tired of being a housewife, tired of being alone. You didn't have to look too far to find her. She was always at her home. Only friends was on Facebook. She played games late at night. She had a deadbeat husband, all he did was fuss and fight. He drank wine and watched porn on his DVD. If she needed affection, he was fast asleep. She was tired of being a housewife, tired of being alone. You didn't have to look too far to find her. She was always at her home. She dropped him off at my dear's house so she could be alone. She went back in the closet and got her most sexiest dress. She jumped in the tub and came out fresh. Put on a wig, some makeup, and a touch of perfume. Got her nails and her feet done, she was really, really groomed. Stopped at Walgreens to get her some protection. Her main objective was to get her some love and affection. She was tired of being a housewife, tired of being alone. You didn't have to look too far to find her. She was always at her home. You didn't have to look too far to find her. She was always at her home. You didn't have to look too far to find her. She was always at her home.
Come back after the break for Bruce Springsteen. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
With Election Day coming up on Tuesday, this is just a little reminder from Bruce that if you're born in the USA, and even if you're a naturalized citizen, you need to get to the polls and vote. This is Bruce Springsteen with Born in the USA.
Born down in a dead man's town, the first kicker took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat too much till you spend half your life just to cover it up now. Born in the USA, I was born in the USA, I was born in the USA, born in the USA now. Got in a little hometown jam, so they put a rifle in my hands, sent me off to a farm.
listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, which can be heard every week at this time. Here's a track from Eileen Carey that's getting a lot of well-deserved attention. Don't Get Me Wrong.
Don't get me wrong. I'm looking kind of dazzled.
It still had a story to tell, a true story most every time. Behind every great fortune, there lies a great crime. I remember myself sitting down at his feet, looking up into his weathered eyes. He said he'd lived fair and he'd always fought hard, 'cause with evil you don't compromise. Though a frenzy for riches bewitches this country, when you pull back the curtain, you find behind every great fortune, there lies a great crime. He said a war's raging since long before Jesus, big money against you and me. Them drinking champagne say it's simply God's plan and the way he must want things to be.
But the good book says different. Everything has a reason, and every reason a rhyme.
Behind every great fortune, there lies a great rhyme.
A man, he once told me that I'd be rich too if I clawed my way into the sun. But I ain't rising out from the working class, mister.
We're all rising up now as one.
Every brother and sister, each daughter and son, united and all of one mind. The stage has been set and the overture's over. There ain't nothing more to discuss. We'll rebuild this country and reclaim the future all greed's tried to hijack from us. We ain't turning around and we ain't standing down, and we know that real, real justice is ain't crime.
Behind every great fortune, there lies a great crime.
And behind every great crime, there lies a great fortune.
Coming up, we have new music from Spottiswood and his enemies. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley. Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network, and always playing at CFoxRocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at CarolynFoxRocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at CFoxRocks.com.
From their new Wild Goose Chase Expedition CD, this is Spottiswood and His Enemies with Beautiful Monday.
Beautiful morning, beautiful day. Beautiful people on a beautiful train, all going to work now so dutifully. Beautiful Monday, beautiful me. Beautiful airplane on a beautiful cloud. Beautiful children making a beautiful sound, or going to school now, it's a jubilee. Beautiful Monday, beautiful me.
Everybody look at me, take another look at me, I'm beautiful. Everyone be good to me, do the things you should to me, I'm beautiful. Weekend is over, yeah, we had a good time. The world's on our shoulders and we're gonna be fine. Oh, hoping that one day we'll truly be free. Beautiful Monday. Everybody look at me, take another look at me, I'm beautiful. Everyone be good to me, do the things you should to me, I'm beautiful. And I only wanna make a difference, I do. Yes, we're all gonna make a difference, it's true. I only wanna make a difference. good to me. Do the things you should to me. I'm beautiful. And I only wanna make a difference. I do. Yes, we're all gonna make a difference. It's sure.
Follow us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Tuesday is Election Day. Get out to the polls. Whatever your politics, whatever your policies, whatever candidates you favor, we encourage you to vote if you haven't already done so. And for inspiration, here's Ray Charles with America the Beautiful.
Beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self their country loved? Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties. Above the fruited plain. But now wait a minute, I'm talking about America, sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood from sea to shining sea. You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing this.
America.
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 I love you, America.
God,
you see,
Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, thanking you for joining us here at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And I invite you to join us next week when we'll have a brand new show for you. We're going to play you out tonight with something from Alan Toussaint. This is Tippy, Tina, and Me.